Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, my listeners. You are chatting with Cindy here at Open Talk 2. My credit intro is Alex Clare, too close. Again, good morning, good morning. I just kind of want to remind the listeners what this show is about. It's connecting, empowering, uplifting, and motivating women. We want to encourage our women to live out their dreams, and to kind of have the know-how to be successful in the business world. You know, the platform on being successful is to allow yourself to research your business ideas so you can develop them and perfect them to life. You know, that's the only way that you can actually birth your business. I mean, if you want to do your business, research it, understand it, know it, and then go for it. That's the key. And if you're looking for direction, you know, discover the meaning and purpose of life, then look within yourself and confide in God. This should provide you all the motivation that you need to get your businesses going. So with that being said, I want to kind of go straight to some current events that's in the community to help the women get out there and get their feet wet with connecting. So a few current events that I saw around Houston to help you better equip yourself with knowledge. The first one is Wellness Revolution. It's a business networking event. It's November the 26th at 7 p.m. at the Holiday Inn, and that's at 3131 West Loop South. Again, that's Holiday Inn, 3131 West Loop South. That's November the 26th at 7, and that's Wellness Revolution Business Networking. And we have another one. That's Houston Women in Business Leadership Discussing Networking Events. That's going to be December the 3rd from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. And the location is in the Tasting Room. That's 2409 West Alabama Street, and it's free. Again, that's Houston Women in Business Leadership Discussing and Networking Event, December the 3rd. 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., and it's at the Tasting Room, 2409 West Alabama Street. These events are professional development, networking, and to show you how to build better teams for your businesses to grow. This should help you just, like I said, get your feet wet and try to do some connections and stuff. So I want to go to a couple of emails real quick. I got an email from Cheryl. She wants to know how to write a business plan or where she can get help to do her business plan. She wants to open up a flower shop. Well, Cheryl, the first place I would go to or call is called SCORE Houston. That's S-C-O-R-E Houston. That's www.scorehouston.org/resources. They have several free resources online. They're easily accessible. They have startup kits, templates, business plans. They have they show you how to patent your business, how to do financing, legal and accounting resources as well. And they have seminars, free business counseling. That'll kind of get you started. Again, with any business, come up with your name of your business. Figure out, you know, what are you going to name it, do some research on it, find your location. Remember I said in the beginning, location is a key, especially with a flower shop. And then get your EIN number. You can get that from the IRS and your DBA at any Harris County courthouse. And those are like $10, and the names are good for 10 years. So if you decide to change the name eventually, that's fine because it's still good for 10 years. So So, Cheryl, I hope that helped a little bit. I have another email from B.J. Hurst, and she wants to know, when am I holding a seminar and how to write a book? Well, I'm still looking for the location to reserve the library for the seminar in December, and I will get all that information out hopefully in the next couple of weeks. But, again, I'm still trying to get the library, Cypress Wood area, and that's in Spring, Texas. So hopefully I'll get it, and, I'll get that information out. I'll send a tweet out on Twitter, and I also would email it to everyone who's been emailing me. Okay, as far as the book, after you kind of design or know your plot of your book, start writing the book in phases. Kind of get your plot out, your characters and all that kind of information, and then just tie it in together. If you already have done that and you just need to find out how to publish it, then maybe Google up a few publishers in the area or, you know, out of state, and just start sending your manuscript out. That's exactly what I did. So I know that's probably not a lot of help, but, again, what I did is I wrote my book, and after I wrote it, I sent it out to, like, 5 or 6 different publishers, and they all turned me down. And then probably about the 7th or 8th one that I did get, I did get published, and that was the Random House Publishing. But, again, you know, your book has to be good, you know, because you, in your email you didn't say if it was a children's book, a novel, or if you can just give me a little more information, I can help you. Or email me again, and then I can actually physically call you, and we can go from there. But, again, as far as the seminar that I'm trying to hold in December, I'm having a bunch of women, business women, to come out and speak and give networking and support for your business. And we're going to also give you, like, a self-assessment exercise. We're going to talk about health issues, diet and exercises, time management, personal happiness, show you how to maybe clean up your credit repair, you know, do credit repair, how to save, how to invest, how to buy a house with nothing down. I have someone that's actually going to come in and show you how to do that, even if you have bad credit. I'm going to have a grant writer there that to show you how to write grants for your business, because they have several businesses out there for women that is definitely trying to open up their business with no money. So, again, the workshop will be uplifting, empowering, and motivating. And I'm going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back. Chatting with Cindy. I have a jewelry consultant that wants to give a little information about the business. She gives you some ideas of fashion and all about the jewelry line of Park Lane. And this is a business that if you want to open up, try to start with little money down and still hold your job, this is a good business to just try to endeavor and get in to get your feet wet. Without further ado, I would like to welcome Ms. Cynthia Edwards to the studio. Ms. Edwards, are you there? Ms. Edwards? I think I lost Ms. Edwards. Ms. Edwards, are you there? Ms. Edwards?
Yes.
There she is. Hi, Ms. Edwards. You're on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the studio.
Well, thank you, Cindy, for allowing me to share my business and an opportunity for all women and men that are interested in starting their business. Thank you so much. I appreciate the invite.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for calling in. Can you tell our listeners maybe a little background about Park Lane Business and maybe how you got started?
Okay, well, for more than 50 years, Jewels by Park Lane has been empowering men and women alike to realize that their potential and to reach their dreams and goals. Park Lane is based out of Schaumburg, Illinois, and they have been led by the Levine family. Shirley Levine is the co-founder of Park Lane, and Park Lane takes great pride in offering the highest quality in fine fashion jewelry, handcrafted with meticulous attention to detail and superb work. The actual jewelry itself, it complements casual business and formal attire as far as red carpet attire as well.
The okay, Levine so you can, advisors, I'm sorry? No, I was asking, you said with business, so you can wear some of the jewelry, you can kind of like mix it up with business attire, right?
Exactly. It's casual to business to formal and red carpet attire. A lot of our jewelry has been worn by a lot of high-quality fashion. We have actresses. We have some of the Dancing with the Stars. They have worn some of our jewelry. As the Pointer Sisters, we just have different people in the industry are wearing our jewelry, and some of the soap operas, some of the stars has been wearing some of our jewelry. So we are getting our business out because they've been around for so long, and a lot of people just don't know about the jewelry industry for Jewels by Park Lane. Also, as I was stating, the co-founder was Shirley Levine. She started the business based on the philosophy of sharing and caring. But the second generation of the Levines, which is her son, Scott, he is now the CEO of sales. The company he has brought the company to greater heights. And with that, the same sense of commitment, pride, and passion of the heart. But a little bit about how I got started 3 years ago. The business, to start the business, is only $5. And what you do is you join the company with $5, and then you earn you have to get a kit you can earn it by having a show, or you can just purchase a kit and then invest. You can invest in the kit and or you could earn it. So that being said, you can have a show and then earn your kit, or you could buy the kit and then just base it on that, and then you could just do your shows. But the company has a bonus program, which consists of 30, 60, 90. And what it is, they guarantee the jewelry unconditionally. They also offer a replacement during the first 4 months when you purchase, meaning when you first purchase, and if something happens within the first 4 months, they replace it. After the 4 months, I think you send in like $7 to replace the jewelry. If something happens, if you break it or if something just happens, they will replace it. So it's an unconditional guarantee. But the company has the bonus program where you buy an item for $30 and you get the next item of equal value for $12 and then the next item for free.
Okay, now let me ask you, what does the show consist of? Like, if a person does a show, then that means the person will host a show and invite people to come and look at the jewelry and enroll or buy. That's what the show, that's what it consists of, hosting?
Well, a show can be a book show. You can hold a show by doing just a book show, or you could do a show where you have a person you have a hostess, and then she sets up a show for you, and then you actually go in and show the jewelry. And what it is, the hostess can get up, if she gets up to 10 orders of equal of $30 or more minimum, then she can get up to a $400 in value toward any purchase in the catalog. And
okay.
then she can get other items as well. So it's, the hostess is the key person, and then once they do the show, then you get bookings from your show, of course, and then that's how you keep your business going, of course. But book shows, they're successful as well because people, you know, nowadays have, you know, busy schedules. So I try to target my hostesses and tell them, you know, get orders, you know, have a show. And then if you're having a show and the people that can't make it, you know, you still get your orders, and that complements your 10 orders. So you can focus on your $400 towards your free gift. But in order to me, what makes my show successful is I try to show the jewelry because people want to see what they're looking at. And I'm going to offer my website at the end to have people to kind of go out and see what the jewelry kind of looks like on the website. And like I said again, in order to start the business, it's only $5, and that's towards your kit. And then you could earn your kit, or you can have a show and get it that way. Because the kit is basically like $500, and you have to do a $500 minimum order show in order to get $1,000 in free jewelry in your kit. So it's worth it. However you want to do it, you can either have a show, earn the kit, or you could purchase the kit and then just go from there. So it's up to the individual. But my website is www.myparklanes.com/C Edwards, and that's plural. Once again, it's www.myparklanes.com/C Edwards.
Okay. Now, when are you having a show soon? And anytime soon that you want to give to the listeners, or you hadn't planned a show?
Well, actually, we're getting ready for a convention in February, and that is another thing that the company offers. They offer convention twice a year, and that convention consists of seminars and webinars on how to build your business, and it's very informative. And what it is, the company, they do it twice a year, and they give out awards, and they recognize accomplishments in the company. They offer trips. They do a lot of drawings, but it's very, very educational to the business. And it actually, every time I go to convention, when I come back, I always do better because there's something that I always get out of it that motivates me to do better. And the conventions are, I would say, very helpful to know how to build on what you already have. And to answer your question, Cindy, yes, I will be having a show right before the Christmas holidays. And actually, it's we just had a new line that just came out in September, and a new catalog. Actually, it's a supplement to our 2012 catalog. And yes, I will be hosting a show, and hopefully to get a you know, someone to build on that as well, and to have more shows based on that. But the key is to have a show so you can show your jewelry, so you can get your bookings from your show, and that's how you keep your shows going. On an average, I have a show twice a week, and they do pay 30% commission based on your sales. And right now I'm at a fashion director level, and you can go as high as an executive, and that percentage is up to 45% to 50% based on your commission. And I would say for this year, my commission will be close to almost $10,000.
Oh, that's good.
And that's just working my business part-time, or maybe a couple of hours, a day. And that's with a full-time job, and I still do park lane part-time. But I feel like when a person enjoys the business what they're doing, it makes it successful.
It makes it easier,
and I just focus on that one thing. I don't try to do more than one or two businesses at a time because you have to focus on what you have, you know, before you. But because it's a jewelry business, I'm a lady. I love jewelry, and I feel like women like to compliment their attire, and I think this is a very good business for people that's trying to start a business and or love jewelry.
Okay, well, let me ask you, in maybe, I guess, 30 seconds or less, is there any encouraging words you would like to tell any woman who wants to try to open up a business or work for themselves? Like the information you just gave us, it's real informative, and for $5, ladies, that's a good deal to make as much money as Ms. Edwards have, and that's something that I would suggest people try to get into Park Lane. So, again, I will give that information out at the end of the segment, but is there any encouraging words that you would like to say to anyone that who would want to start a business, or maybe, like you say, the Park Lane, but as far as being an entrepreneur and starting your own business and being successful, you know, give the listeners maybe an encouraging word?
Well, I would just say first, you know, stay encouraged and stay focused and always believe in yourself, and once you do that, you will accomplish whatever you're trying to reach. With me, I know I have a busy schedule, but I stay focused on what I need to do to make my business successful, and that's getting my business cards out. You know, just talking with someone in the grocery store, you know, just, you know, showing some type of interest in my business. And just once you do that, you will be successful. And I feel like I am successful, but I am working on getting more advertisement out. And that's where I'm focusing more on. But I would just say stay focused and be encouraged and just believe in yourself, believe in your business.
Okay, that is good information. And, again, I thank you for calling in to the Blog Talk Radio and for my studio time. And I will go ahead and give your information out at the end of the segment. Again, thank you so much. And hopefully you'll come to our seminar in December, and I'll give you that information as well. Thank you again, Ms. Edwards. You have a good day.
Thank you, Cindy, for inviting me, and I will talk with you in the future.
Thank you. That was Ms. Edwards with Park Lane Jewelry. Again, ladies, $5 just to start your business part-time. You don't have to leave your job. That's good as far as all the money that she was saying. Again, this is what it's all about, women connecting, empowering, and uplifting, and networking. Once you network with successful people that have been in a business or another business, whatever business it is, the key is networking. Again, I want to ask people again to follow me on Twitter. I'm at OpenTalk2 at Twitter, Facebook at OpenTalk2. My email again is opentalk2@yahoo.com. I want to thank Ms. Hurst and Cheryl for emailing me the questions. Again, I hope that answered a few of your questions. Hopefully that helped a little bit. I want to acknowledge my sponsors, Picture It Photography, pictureitphotography@yahoo.com. I have Northwest Educational Institute. If you want to email them, it's at neiinstitute55@yahoo.com. Empowered Church at 9036. Humble, Texas. The pastor there is Pastor Julian Robinson. He is an awesome pastor. I love him. You have J&S Power Washing Service. They do detailing. They come to your house. They do pressure washing, They pressure wash your driveway, your homes. Again, that's J&S Power Washing. I want to leave you guys with food for thought. Thinking about the purpose, the points I want you to ponder, it's all in for him. And the verse I want you to remember is, for everything comes from God alone. Everything lives in his power, and everything is for his glory. That's Romans 11:36. And the question I want you to consider is, where in my daily routine can I become more aware of God's glory? Again, that's the question I want you to consider and think about. I want you guys to have a happy and blessed Thanksgiving with your families tomorrow. I will be back on the air November the 28th at 10 a.m. Again, remember what the show is about with the empowering and motivating, uplifting women. Again, if you need to email me, please email me, opentalk2@yahoo.com. You guys have a blessed and safe holiday, and have a good one.